Jonah and Sue with Mariah Carey on a brand new Monday morning, getting the weekend, the new month, June, started.
Oh my goodness, it's June 10 after laughter on the way this morning.
Rick Rickman's got your news headlines to get you up to date on what's happened since you went to bed last night.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Police in Lakewood say they've brought in officers on overtime and have increased patrols after an attack in Boulder, Colorado that targeted people marching for Israelis. The FBI says the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and shouted pro-Palestine phrases. 8 people were hurt. The Jersey Shore is set to receive over $260,000 from the federal government to monitor water quality and notify the public when conditions are unsafe for swimming. The funding is part of the Beach Act. Burnout among workers is at a 10-year high. According to a recent report by Glassdoor, burnout has escalated to unprecedented highs, with the term being mentioned in employee reviews increasing by 32% year over year as of the first quarter of 2025. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Rick Rickman. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
The big weather story this week, a big warming trend. It's going to start to feel like June. And then some. For today, a cool start but a nice finish. Look for mostly sunny skies and dry weather today, high around 70 degrees. Tonight will be clear and quiet, low of 53. We'll get more sunshine tomorrow, warming up to around 75, cooler right along the coast. And then Wednesday will be sunny and summer-like with a high around 80. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.